From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for February 18, 2015. The drought may have receded in much of Texas, but water reservoir levels are, if anything, worse in many areas than they were a year ago. On February 17th, I talked to Dr. Guy Phipps, AgriLife Extension Irrigation Engineer, College Station.
Well, if we look at where we were last year about this time and where we are now on reservoir levels, we really haven't seen any significant improvement. What we see is out in East Texas, the reservoir levels are pretty good, but as we move to the central part of the state, we really have pretty low reservoir levels. And in some places, it's even worse than it was last year. On the lower Rio Grande River, Amistad and Falcom, they're way below conservation storage and pretty severe water restrictions. And then we look at the Highland Lakes around Austin. They're running at record lows continuing, which bodes really bad for downstream agricultural water users and even the cities there in the Austin area. The problem is that the rainfall hasn't been evenly distributed. Here where I live in the Bryan College Station area, you know, we have received lots of rainfall, but we have no reservoirs around here. We rely on groundwater. If you look up in the hill country, looking up in Northwest Texas, where most of the runoff would need to occur to fill the reservoirs, we just haven't seen rainfall in those areas.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.